This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. After living for 1 year with a ban on indoor smoking, 3 out of 4 people are content with the situation. That's according to a survey partially commissioned by Smoke Free Wisconsin. Support for the smoking ban has increased after it was enacted. Even the most staunch detractors, owners of taverns and restaurants, are no longer putting up a fight. I recently weighed the pros and cons of the situation with La Crosse County Tavern League president, Mike Brown. He also owns Logan Bar in La Crosse. And Allison Miller, a spokesperson with the American Cancer Society.
We think it's been a great year. The law was always intended to protect people's health, and that's exactly what it's doing. Nobody in Wisconsin any longer has to worry about being exposed to the dangers of secondhand smoke on the job, whether they work in a bank or in a bar. There's certainly been a study by the University of Wisconsin at Madison that found a 92% reduction in the amount of harmful indoor air pollutants, the kind that lodge in people's lungs, in their arteries, that cause heart disease, that cause cancer, emphysema. So a 92% reduction just in the first 2 months that the law was in effect in bars across the state. So when it comes to making sure that we're doing all that we can to prevent cancers wherever possible, the law has been a great success.
And Mike Brown, as the president of the La Crosse County Tavern League, you're looking out for the best interests of the businesses.
Yes, so, and our members and the struggle they've had with smoking bans.
Sure. So how has it been in the last year?
We've had some bars that had some real reduction in sales. As the Tavern League knew ahead of time when they did their research on this, places that did food and served food actually either stayed the same or had a slight increase because they knew that smoking did have effect on people that went to restaurants and stuff like that. So we understood that. But the ones that were just strictly bars that serve alcohol and not necessarily in food, they've had a difficult time of it in the last year.
And you own the Logan Bar here in La Crosse.
Yes, I do.
From your own personal perspective, how has your bar been?
The first couple of months, I took a big hit, but it's come back to where it was before or even a little better.
And Allison, the American Cancer Society, along with Smoke Free Wisconsin and a couple other organizations, commissioned a survey, and that had found that 3 out of 4 Wisconsin voters supported the law. Can I get both of your opinions on that, Allison, if you want to go first?
Sure. The survey was conducted by Public Opinion Strategies, which is a nationwide polling firm, and looked at the opinions of 500 voters across Wisconsin. And 3 out of 4 people, like you said, 75% say they support it. 78% say the law is working well and should remain in place. And 85% say that it's important to have smoke-free workplaces, including bars and restaurants. So clearly the people of Wisconsin really enjoy their smoke-free air law and that they support it and believe it should be in place.
And Mike, do those numbers reflect what you've heard from people?
I got to say that 75% of those people might not be our customer base. We might have 100% of our business come out of the 25% that disagree with that. So we don't see it in our business. We're not seeing an increase. Those people ain't flocking to our business to come in a smoke-free place. So
it's not 75% of customers in each bar. It depends on the type of people.
No, in our bar, it's probably split 50-50 on individuals in the bars when you talk to them.
So what has been your feedback from the patrons at the bars?
I've got a lot of, some negative feedback from people that, especially military people that served in the military and fought for our rights and stuff like that, to force them outside when it's raining and cold and stuff like that, not too happy. But I do have some people that enjoy the smoke-free. I'm not a smoker. I enjoy not smoking the business, but I don't like government telling me how to run my business.
And Allison, what's been the feedback from you for the average bar and restaurant patrons in regards to this law?
Well, we've heard a lot of positive feedback. I'd say I speak with bar and restaurant owners across the state as well, and for every, anecdote of somebody that doesn't appreciate the law or hasn't liked it, there's just as many folks who say that they really do appreciate it and that they'll be able to go out wherever they want, including veterans. We have several veterans that are volunteers for the Cancer Society who feel strongly that, they didn't fight for people's ability to smoke indoors and to expose others to an increased risk of cancer. So, people, the positive effects, I think, and the positive feedback has outweighed the negative. I know over the last, looking at the one-year anniversary, there was bar owners quoted across the state in newspapers, all across Wisconsin that it said that, it really is working well. Much like Mike had referred that if they did have any kind of impact on business, a lot of those folks are back, or that it's really positively affected their business. And Mike, do you agree with that?
Overall, when we speak to our members, it's business is down. I'm talking about places that serve food, did see a little bit of positive growth. But overall, when we talk to police, people in our convention, we have straw polls and stuff like that, their business is down. But it's also has to do with a tough economy for the last 3 years.
And that's what I was wondering. I mean, how can we determine whether or not it is the economy or if it truly is the smoking ban?
Well, it's difficult to decipher. I mean, when we did these, we did samplings of communities that went smoke-free, we went by sales tax that come out of that community compared to the next one. And when it went from community to community, there was drastic drops. And so we went along with the smoking ban because it was detrimental to a lot of our members going from community to community. We felt level playing field would have been better for throughout the state.
And the people who have said, because even before the smoking ban went into place, people had said, oh, if I can no longer smoke indoors, I'm not going to go to the bars anymore. Do you personally know people who have said that? Who are these people who are no longer going to the bars?
Well, they're
smokers.
There's some that they have not come back. Yes, that's true.
And I was going to say, I would add, you know, I've spoke to bar owners, in particular a few folks in La Crosse that had said they had those same customers, you know, before the law went into effect, say as much, and they were gone for a week, maybe two, and they came back. And, you know, just this month, the Department of Revenue released their sales tax figures for bar and restaurant over the last year, and it actually increased by 1%. So I don't think broad-based we're looking at any kind of substantial negative effect on business because of the smoke-free air law. I think, you know, it's hard, like Mike said, to decipher between the economy and individual places, but as a whole, the law has not had a negative effect, and there's never been a peer-reviewed economic study that has showed a negative effect from smoke-free air laws, whether that's in Wisconsin or Minnesota or Iowa or anywhere. In fact, we did have a study that came out very early this year that compared the number of Class B liquor licenses in communities in Wisconsin that went smoke-free ahead of the law to those that, before the law was in effect, did not have such an ordinance, and there was no negative effect. And in fact, in many of those communities that did pass their own ordinance, there was an increase in the liquor license holders. So really, it seems that when you consider 80% of the population doesn't smoke, and clearly after the survey, 75% of people believe the law, you know, they support the law and it's working well. Broadly, it doesn't seem to have any kind of negative effect on business.
And La Crosse did not have its own no-smoking mandate before the state law went into effect. Mike, when you've talked with other Tavern League presidents in the different counties, do you hear from them, the ones that did have their own municipal smoking bans?
Yes, there was drastic. There was a lot of bars that went out of business. She just says that the same number of liquor licenses, but there's individuals that lost their business, lost everything, totally went out of business, and someone stepped back forward. I mean, that would be like us saying, yeah, people died of cancer, but we've had a higher birth rate, so it's okay. It's not okay. Those people that lost their business are our friends, our neighbors. They have kids. They lost it all.
And you're listening to Newsmakers. My guest today is Allison Miller. She's a spokesperson with the American Cancer Society, and Mike Brown. He's the president of the La Crosse County Tavern League, and he also owns the Logan Bar in La Crosse. We're talking about the one-year anniversary of the smoking ban in Wisconsin. I want to ask both of you about enforcement of this law. From what I understand, the fines can range anywhere from $100 to $250 per violation. It's up to local police and the sheriff's department to enforce. Has this really been enforced throughout the state? Mike, do you know of any instances in La Crosse?
We've seen that our membership has done a great job. We're law-abiding citizens, and we police our own, and I would say I've been in a lot of bars and saying hi to people, and I have not seen any smokers. They pretty much take care of it. We're law-abiding citizens. I mean, the law got passed, and we're abiding by the law.
And it does seem that most bar patrons and restaurant patrons are respecting this law, too.
Yes, we're a society of law-abiding people. They're doing what they're told. I mean, the law was passed, and, bar owners are being responsible. We can't afford, bad as business are, we can't afford fines. You know, and our customers can't afford them either, so they're doing what they're told to do.
And Allison, have you looked at this part of the law at all from a statewide level on enforcement?
You know, I would agree with Mike that overall it's been incredibly self-enforcing. These laws are self-enforcing really nationwide. It's, people understand that you just simply have to step outside to smoke. The Department of Health
has, you know, cited some businesses, but overall it's less than 1% in the whole state. So that's pretty incredible as far as everybody is. You know, like I said, they're law abiding. It's the law. It was passed, and it's been working.
Have there been instances of owners who have just refused to enforce the law?
I've heard of some owners that are doing it, but I won't mention any names or anything like that. But I've heard there's smaller communities, you know, sheriff don't have time to run around and check a place like that. But I would say in most of all across county, I've never seen anybody like that.
And Allison, how do you respond to something like that?
Well, you know, I think there's always a few folks who are not going to follow the law, regardless of what the law is. But that's really not been the case overall, in that most places are, you know, following the law. And that, you know, those few outsiders that refuse to really should, you know, be cited, and it should come into compliance. But that's really a very, very small portion of, you know, any bars across the state.
And under this law, it does allow people to smoke outside. And in La Crosse, there really isn't much room for people. If a bar or a restaurant wanted to establish a smoking area outside, unless they previously had it, they probably don't have it. And most people will have to smoke in front of the bars. Mike, how has this been going for you in having people just step outside of the Logan Bar and smoke?
I don't like it, but I don't have an option on it. I just think it deters from the business, seeing people standing around in front of it. I do have to do a lot more of picking up cigarette butts and trash on the outside. The smokers are notorious for not taking care of their litter. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I don't think it looks appealing for a business or anything. But I'm blocked by two sidewalks on both sides. There's nowhere else for them to go.
And has there been any effort in La Crosse within the Tavern League or within the city to help more restaurants and bars, maybe even in the downtown area where things are a little more condensed, to establish more smoking areas?
The Tavern League grouped up with the city and a couple other organizations, and we got cigarette disposal things that looked nice in front of buildings so that they just weren't all different kinds of smoke poles or whatever you want to call them that looked distracted from the downtown, especially downtown where we've been working on landscape, our streetscaping and stuff like that. We've been working together, and I think the people have been overall been pretty courteous and doing a good job.
And Allison, how do you respond when you go by a bar and you see a group of people smoking outside of it? What is the American Cancer Society? How do they feel about it?
Well, I think our concern isn't the outside aesthetics. It's that the inside wasn't very appealing when you knew that you were at increased risk of cancer or heart disease, or if they were working in there for 8 to 12 hours a day, that you were facing that increased risk. I think, as much as there might be some concern about people being able to pick up after themselves, there are certainly a number of bar owners I've spoke with who appreciate that it's much easier to clean up on the inside now, that they don't have to worry about, you know, scrubbing the secondhand smoke and the nicotine and the residue off of walls or off of bars, and that, you know, whether they've done renovations or just gave it a good cleaning, that it stays clean much longer. And, you know, that's just an aesthetic thing. Our concern is really about public health, and that's what this law always was about and why it's in place.
But do you see it as a problem that people are still smoking outside of businesses?
Well, outside is not our concern. It's really inside. The outdoor air is not, as far as secondhand smoke, we're really concerned about what's on the inside and not, people just stepping outside. I think folks are outside for a few minutes and they come back inside.
And Mike, have you had to clean the inside of your bar less because of this?
Yeah, and we went through, a lot of bar owners went through and cleaned up their bars and did some remodeling and took advantage of that. But I would just say then if they're not concerned about side, or they're not going after non-smoking in parks and areas like that we've heard throughout the state.
I want to ask both of you, have either of you heard or seen any data that there are less people smoking because of the ban? Has that even been looked at? Go ahead,
Allison. I think it's a little bit early. I mean, it is just a year as far as smoking rates go, and that's not, while that's not the main driver of this law, because it is, you know, secondhand smoke and not folks smoking. I know I've heard anecdotally from a lot of wait staff or bartenders or cooks or, you know, other folks who go out quite a bit, that they smoke less because it's not around them all the time, or if they've attempted to quit many times before it, but they were working in a bar or restaurant and it was really hard when folks are smoking around them all the time, that they've finally been able to be successful at that, or it's made it easier to at minimum cut back. So I don't think we can say definitively if this has had any impact on the smoking rates in Wisconsin. That wasn't the intent, but I think anecdotally I've heard from a lot of folks who say, hey, I was finally able to stop because when I went to work I didn't have to face it all day.
And Mike, does that reflect conversations you've had with people?
I hear both sides of it, you know, I truly do. So I don't see it one way or the other, really.
What about cigarette sales in bars? Has the Tavern League looked at whether those have gone up or down?
We don't get into the cigarette sales like that. Okay. I know personally I quit selling them as soon as they agreed to the thing. I'm not going to let the state profit from my hard work to keep it going, because they do make a lot of money on the tax of them.
And Mike Brown, you mentioned one of the reasons that you don't necessarily agree with the indoor smoking ban is because you don't like the government imposing their rules on businesses. I'm wondering if you can talk about that a little more.
Yeah, especially these difficult times, you know, like financial times. That's the last time you want, just like they're arguing in this Congress right now about raising taxes or something like that. When difficult times, you really got to be a little more in tune to what businesses are doing, because we employ a lot of people. Let's face it, Wisconsin's turned into a service-oriented economy. We're not big in manufacturing stuff anymore, so a great deal of jobs and businesses count on the hospitality part of it all.
And Allison, what are your thoughts on when business owners say they don't want the government imposing rules on them? How does the American Cancer Society see that?
This is a public health law. I think there's a number of regulations that all businesses, whether you're a bar or restaurant or you're, any kind of small business, have to abide by for public safety and public health. You certainly have to have, safe food handling. There's fire codes. There's, laws regulating who and when you can serve alcohol. These are all things that are for public safety. And it's certainly in everybody's best interest to keep workers healthy and on the job so that they can spend the paychecks that they're earning in the community and not necessarily at the doctor's office or sick at home, missing days from work. In long term, when you consider the health care costs of secondhand smoke and of tobacco, it costs Wisconsin about $2.8 billion every year in tobacco-related health care costs. Anything we can do to protect people's health and to protect them from secondhand smoke certainly makes sense in the long run.
So I've heard rumors about the Tavern League of Wisconsin wanting to overturn and repeal the indoor smoking ban. Mike, has that conversation come to fruition at all? Or?
No, it's no further from the truth. The Tavern League has no interest in repealing the law. We just want to make sure there's a set of rules. When we drafted this law, there was a set of rules that the whole state had to abide by, and there is some communities that are making their own set of rules about smoking areas and if they can have smoking areas or whatnot. And we're going to deal with those communities because we wanted a fair playing field throughout the state, and we are not interested in repealing it because we see what happens from community to community when it goes that way. It is detrimental to business. So we felt it was time to sit down at the table, draft up a law that we could live with, and we do. It's just now that communities are trying to go above and beyond that. That was not part of the state law.
What are some of the examples of what communities are doing?
Well, they're not allowing the smoking rooms where we said a room where the employees ain't going to, where they can just go in there where it's ventilated through three of the walls or whatever. And there's some communities just said they're not legal, and after the bar owners or restaurants spent a great deal of money building these things, according to what state statute said, and the communities are coming up and saying they're not legal.
But wasn't part of this law saying that communities could not establish their own municipal laws?
Yes, that's why we're dealing with the Attorney General on that.
This gets to the issue of regulating outdoor air. The law does specifically say that local communities cannot regulate outdoor patios to ensure that, bar owners could build facilities to have smokers outside, could have a patio or whatnot. The question becomes, in any law, there's sometimes, difficult language or what seems like an apparent law is there's little quirks to things, and it becomes a matter of how you define indoor air, because indoor air can be regulated, and that's what the whole point of the law is. There are very few instances in very few communities statewide, and many of them are quite small, where this has been has come up. Most places have adopted the state law, and it's not been an issue. And overall, I think most people get what is indoor and what is outdoor when it comes to smoking.
And Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has changed his stance on the indoor smoking ban. When he was a candidate running for governor, he said he opposed the ban. He said that government shouldn't be involved, and as governor, he'd repeal the law. And now he came out a couple weeks ago saying that after listening to people across the state, it's clear that this is a good law and that he cannot support its repeal. Allison, can I get your reaction to the governor's stance on that now?
Well, we were certainly pleased to hear that. I think, you know, as the governor said in his statement, he's been listening to folks across the state, much like we've been listening to folks across the state, and much like the survey had found, and they believe the law is working, and it is. It's doing exactly what it was intended to do for public health and to make sure that no workers are exposed to the dangers of secondhand smoke while on the job. And so, you know, we were certainly pleased to hear that the governor can see that the law is working and would not support repeal.
And Mike, what do you think about the governor's changing his stance on the issue?
I think we had a good dialogue with him and told him that we were not interested. I mean, he's looking out for business owners, and he came to the Tavern League and thought what our issues were, and we had no interest in repealing the law. So I think it lost any traction of anybody that wanted to do it. I mean, I'm sure there's a few business owners that want it done, but the Tavern League's got a good base of support for certain government officials, and we let them know that wasn't in our best interest. So I think... He took our word for what we want to do.
And is there anything else that you two would like to talk about in looking at this indoor smoking ban 1 year later?
You know, I would just say that really that from the Cancer Society's perspective, this has done, you know, what it's supposed to do. In Wisconsin is now among 29 states that have passed similar laws that ensure that nobody's at an increased risk of, you know, dying of cancer because of simply where they work or from being exposed to all the chemicals that are in secondhand smoke. And, you know, 1 year later was 75% support and 91% of those surveyed saying they go out the same, if not more, because of the law. We really feel that it's worked well for Wisconsin, and we're certainly pleased that the governor had said he wouldn't support repeal and that, you know, hopefully this is the first of many anniversaries of Wisconsin being smoke-free.
Mike Brown, is there anything else you'd like to talk
about?
Yeah,
I'd just like to say that in difficult times like we've had the last 3 years, any laws that affect our businesses is very difficult. There's a lot of businesses that are just barely holding on, and we don't want to see any more laws that would affect our business that would push a lot of them over the edge.
Mike Brown is president of the La Crosse County Tavern League and owner of Logan Bar, and Allison Miller is with the American Cancer Society. They've been talking about the one-year anniversary of a law that bans smoking in Wisconsin workplaces. Coming up in the next half hour, a UW La Crosse professor emeritus and his wife are planning a trip to Cuba for retired lifelong learners. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.